Hey guys, it's your fire starter, Erica Ellis. I hope you're doing well and ready to get lit and to stay lit. If you are new here, to get lit means to live in truth. To live in truth to God's word, what he says about you, your identity, your purpose, and just your life. You know, so many times we get caught up in our senses and what we see and how we feel, and we get distracted by the truth of what God's word says. And so instead of living in truth, we live in truth to our circumstances, to the environment, to whatever is going on and how we're feeling, right? And so I want to debunk those attitudes and those behaviors, not just for you, but for myself, right? And so today I want to talk about the lie that we are supposed to live in abundance and have all this financial freedom and freedom with our time, and just everything is supposed to be so glamorous and so pretty. Y'all, that is a lie. I don't know where this has come from in this generation for us to think that everything is supposed to be hunky-dory and peaches and cream and just like perfect, right? We have bought into this over glamorized and fantasy of life, which is not biblical. Like, I don't think that God wants us to be miserable and just oppressed and suppressed and depressed. I don't think that's what he has called for us to live or how we should live, right? So I'm not saying that. But because of the generation we live in, especially with social media, right? Especially with social media, we think everything is supposed to be beautiful, that our relationships shouldn't have any struggles or any issues. We think that when we get married, we're supposed to just be happy and that, you know, we get to lay up with each other all day. There's no arguments. It's just peaches and cream, right? There's so many misconceptions right now that I see people, and myself too, I kind of like slip into, and I have to catch myself like, no, you're not living in truth, that we think that everything is supposed to be gravy. Okay, just for a lack of a better word, like, let's just keep it real. We think everything is supposed to be smooth, even when we're pursuing purpose, right? Quote unquote purpose. And a lot of times people don't realize this, but they're pursuing a platform to be seen. And I just know, like, even just thinking about my grandfather's generation and the generation before him, or even my mother's generation. I mean, unfortunately, my mother, you know, was a drug addict and her life didn't go the way that I'm sure she didn't want it to go. But people worked. Like, they knew that you had to work to live. And working was a matter of production, you know, for your family to live, to eat, to, you know, have a pretty decent lifestyle, right? And obviously, if you work hard enough, you or have the right education or whatever it is that you go into, you will be able to do great things with your life. Travel, buy whatever it is that you want, all those type of things, right? But now it seems like work, quote unquote, purpose is a matter of identity production. Like, we are looking to build this identity around what we do and what we have. And a lot of times when people go into it for the wrong reasons, for selfish ambitions, for identity purposes, and trying to like reconstruct this appearance or this image of who they want to be, you are going to live a very unsatisfying life, because the approach and the purpose and the intent behind it is so wrong. And so just, it's not of God, it's not biblical. And I'm not saying that everyone who pursues purpose is looking for a platform. I'm not saying everyone who pursues purpose is based out of, you know, ego or for identity purposes. However, what I am saying is there's a misconception that when you pursue these things, that it's supposed to be easy, that it's supposed to be glamorous, especially with Instagram and Facebook and just social media in general. This is a generation we live in where everything just looks like it's supposed to be awesome and easy and pretty, and it's not, right? It really is not. But we have so many discontented, unsatisfied people who claim to be believers who are not believing what the word of God says. And let me slow down, because I do feel like I'm getting super pumped up and I'm all over the place. But my first point of bringing up purpose and platforms or whatever, is I just want people to not be so confused that it's supposed to be pretty and glamorous. Like, when you think about the characters in the Bible who God called to have great assignments over their lives, they didn't go chasing that. God called them. He called them wherever they were in their life and said, listen, I've chosen you for this. And they were insecure about it. Moses, Gideon, like, no, God, I don't want to do this. This is scary. You know what I'm saying? And so purpose is not something that you just wake up one day and say, oh, this is what I want to do. You have to be clear that this is what God wants you to do. And if you know that without a shadow of a doubt, then you will pursue it even when it's not pretty. And again, if we're going to go back to the leaders in the Word, then a lot of them wanted to run from what God had called them to do. It wasn't a matter of, oh, I want this platform so I can be seen. But nowadays, we see a lot of people pursuing something. And I think a lot of people probably start off with the right intentions, right? But our egos, if we don't check that thing and continuously stay humbled in that position, humbly positioned under the Lord, then we can get caught up. Any of us can get caught up. Shoot, I find myself sometimes getting caught up and I have to reel it in. Like, thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me this is, it's not about me. It's about God's glory, right? But the point of me bringing this up is, like, when you're out there and you're doing the work that you know you're called to do, and it's not out of selfish ambition, I don't want you to confuse, you know, the glamour that the world shows us, that that's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be that way. And it's not even just with purpose, but the purpose in your relationships, in friendships, in marriage. We want it to just be good all the time. And we want it, you know, we don't want to have to deal with any issues, any conflicts. It's supposed to just be, make us happy, right? I'm sure you've heard the saying, like, marriage is supposed to make me happy, but really it should make you holy and happy. I'm not saying to be in an unhappy marriage or anything like that. But I feel like when we're hit with a little storm or a little, some struggles or some setbacks, then we say, this is not from God. Where does the Bible say that? Because the Bible that I read in the book of James, the first chapter, it says, when trouble comes your way. Not if troubles come your way, but when it comes your way. Like, I feel like right now, so many people, they are so surprised when they're struggling with something in their purpose, in their relationships, friendships, what have you, at work. Like, guys, God didn't want life to be easy for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't need him. And so I just feel like we've bought into this false sense of what life is supposed to be like. And we bought into this ministry of, like, vanity and abundance and, like, wealth and all this stuff that God did not say that's what it's supposed to be about. Like, yes, I think we misinterpret the scripture that says that God has given us a future and a hope, right? And he wants, you know, we have I know this scripture. It's one of my favorite ones. It's Jeremiah. but He has plans for us to give us a future and a hope, which I do believe that. But it doesn't mean that you're supposed to be wealthy. It doesn't mean that you are called to, you know, have a life of Beyonce or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. I hope I'm explaining this the right way. I just don't want you to buy in the misconceptions of what the world and what society is showing you, because it's not real. It is not real. And if you keep living your life trying to have this fantasy because of what you see in magazines, on TV, and on Instagram, then I want you to know right now that that's not even biblical. Like, yes, obviously, you know, if you work your butt off and you do the things that you're supposed to do and you're called to do, then yes, you can generate a lot of revenue and income into your family. I'm not saying that, because my husband, he works his butt off for us to make a lot of money so we can do what it is that we want to do, travel, shop, whatever that looks like, right? But if you don't have that, that does not mean that God does not love you. That does not mean that, you know, you're not living the life that you're supposed to. Everyone isn't called to be millionaires. Everyone isn't called to, you know, to live this life that we see on social media. And so I just wanted to encourage you, man, like, if you're struggling and you're thinking, like, well, why isn't my life this way? Well, why am I having issues in my relationship or in my marriage? And my husband, we're not seeing eye to eye. Okay, that's life. That happens. That happens. And I promise you, all the people that you're looking to, that you respect and you put on this pedestal, who are married or who's making six figures or more, like, they have their moments too. Like, they have their struggles. I know a lot of people look to me and my husband and our marriage as a ministry. And I am quick to say, listen, that dude gets on my nerves sometimes. He gets on my nerves. I get on his nerves. Like, we have our issues. We have our disagreements. But the beauty of it is we go and stand on the word of God, and we're able to come to an agreement and continue to love on one another. But to say that, oh, it's just peaches and cream and roses all the time, that is a lie. And I don't want Satan to get your mind so warped that you believe that your life isn't good enough, and to make you feel discontented because it doesn't look like how you think it's supposed to look. I do not believe in a guy who thinks everybody is supposed to have fabulous days and wealth and, you know, large bank accounts. I don't believe that, because I read my Bible and I see people struggling. Shoot, Jesus has told some of his disciples to, like, sell everything that you have and follow me. So no, being a follower of Christ does not mean that you're going to have everything that you want, but you have to find contentment in who he is and who you are in the Lord, and to read your word and to know, like, man, all this stuff is fruitless anyway. Like, it's great if you have it. It's great to use it as a resource to be able to build up the kingdom, to do the things that you want to do in your life, but it is not the focus. It's not the focus. And I know a lot of people, friendships or strangers on the internet who reach out to me, who are very discontent with their lives and feel like God is overlooking them. And, you know, they're struggling to find happiness and peace because they're like, why not me? Why isn't it happening for me? Why is my marriage suffering right now? Why am I about to go through a divorce? Or why are my kids struggling? Or why? All these questions. But really, why not you? Why? Who do we think we are to not have to experience some sort of suffering? I mean, even the word says if we're going to be followers of Christ, we're going to have to suffer with him. So whatever you're suffering through right now, and it doesn't look beautiful, or it's like, wait a minute, somebody told me a lie. Like, I bought into this hype dream that being a follower of Christ or following or pursuing purpose was going to make me look better and feel better. That is a lie, y'all. That's a lie. It is a lie. And I want you to understand, if you're struggling with something in your relationships or in your purpose or at work, like, it is all a part of God's design and purpose for your life, for you to seek his face and to find resolve with whatever it is that you're going through, because it's for your benefit and you have to see it as such. People think when God says, I have plans to prosper you and give you a future and a hope, maybe that prosperity comes from the opposition that you're feeling on your job, or the loss, or the foreclosure that you're experiencing. You don't know how God would use that bad for your good, but you have to embrace it. You have to trust God's word no matter what, that he will turn your situation around, but it doesn't mean that your situation should be without suffering, that it should be without some struggles. No, that's not what life is about. And I don't care. I would rather be in the valley with the Lord for the rest of my life than to be on the mountaintop without Jesus, period. Right? And I pray that you resolve that in your heart and that you desire that as well. And do not get caught up on these ministers even, or people on social media, if I've ever even made you feel this way. Like, life is not always going to be beautiful and easy and breezy, y'all. Last year was a whole year straight. Like, I was struggling, and I have everything that other people think they want. And I mean, I ain't rich or, you know, whatever, anything like that, but I have a really good, solid relationship with my husband. I have a good kid who's healthy. I'm healthy, but I was struggling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? But I know that was for my benefit, and God used that for my good. He really did. And I'm so grateful for that year of where I just felt down and out, you know? So if you're feeling down and out on your job and you're wanting to give up and you're wanting to quit, or you're wanting to just say, man, forget this purpose, I know it's supposed to be like this, or God, give me another one, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't discredit the Lord because you're being qualified in a different way that the internet didn't tell you about. Like, this is just an opportunity for you to grow closer to the Lord, to find contentment in Him, and to just build your faith, man, strengthen your faith. So I just wanted to encourage your faith today and to remind you that social media is a highlight reel that can be real, because I do believe that I try to be as authentic as possible, but I ain't gonna post no ugly raggedy pictures of myself or my family, okay? So just don't get confused. Do not buy into the lies that what you're dealing with or what you're going through right now is not a part of God's plan, because God's plans can be messy and ugly, and you know, you want to fight against it and resist it, but know that the enemy isn't the only one who can send some troubles your way. You know what I'm saying? God allows these things for your good, and you have to know the word in order to believe that and to stand on that. And so I love you guys, and I hope this just, you know, empowered somebody to continue to walk in their authority and to trust God and to know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called for His purposes. And if you believe that, sis, bro, you're going to be okay. So listen, if you have anything that you want to share, any comments, any suggestions, hit me up, ericaellis.com. You can email me. But I'm here for you. And look, these are things that I'm learning for myself. And I apologize if I was talking super fast. I was trying to hurry up because I'm about to be in this carpool line with my son. But I love y'all. Y'all stay lit. Live in truth to God's word, not to what the social media or the people out here selling y'all pipe dreams, because it ain't real. Okay? I love you. Till next time. Peace.